Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Hello, everyone. You're here live with Lady A. If you desire to speak to our host tonight, please press the 1 button, and I'll get you on as quickly as possible. Our host for tonight is going to be Biz.
Don't go to bed with no price on your head. No, no.
Don't do it. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Yeah.
Chicago, hosting the Grudge Inks talk show, bringing you all grudge racers in the North Central region, Chicago, Ohio, Detroit, Iowa. Let's get at it.
Biz, how are you?
Hey, Lady A, it's finally great to actually meet you.
Same here. Great to meet you as well.
How's that bundle of joy doing?
He's wonderful. Thank you for asking. Congratulations on the weekend.
It was a great, great, great weekend.
Biz? Give me a second, guys. Let me try to find him.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 foam MOLLE tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Okay, Biz, are you there?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay, the devil is alive. So I said I want to start off the show by saying thank God for allowing us to watch over us over the highways and byways of getting to Macon and getting back to Chicago in one piece. And I want to thank Jay Boss for a wonderful, wonderful event. I want to thank Bud Naked for the money. I want to thank Jimbo for the money. Sweet as they is, I really want to kiss them in their mouth. I just want to really, really want to thank Grudge Inc. for putting us on the map, man, because I would say 8-9 months ago, you know, we were local. Settle Kill was local, and a lot of people did not know us. But since I have entered into Grudge Inc.'s family, just to let Jay know, I did share this with him, but Big Ball Factor contacted me, P Small Block contacted me, the White Boys contacted me after this weekend, wanting to race Lil Jr. So I won't set on kill to know that in the racing world, we finally made it. You know, people know who Set on Kill is. And it was through Set on Kill's hard work, dedication to drag racing. And, man, it feels good to know the who's who of drag racing, know who you are. When you can step on the grounds of Macon, Georgia, Macon National Dragway, and Chris Tootin know who your name is, who you are, man, that right there is awesome, you know. And Grudge Inc. just did not do this for me. We've done this for Jimbo. They have done this for Donye. They have done this for Tate, Shawty. I mean, all of us up north. When we wasn't relevant in the grudge racing world, people now know who Meatball is. People know who Pretty Tony is. People know who Chemo is. You know, it's a good thing, man. And I'm having a ball. I'm having a ball. I'm riding the wave. We are here. We hope to stay. We know that we have a bullseye on our head. We got people within our community that, you know, that came all the way down to Chicago. I mean, came all the way down to Macon from Chicago to hate. But they're going to have to hate on another event because we came victorious in that event. And believe me, I want to thank Kurgan for cutting that tree down and doing what, you know, he was paid to do. So with all that, I just again want to thank Set on Kill, man, and Grudge Inc., man, for what transpired. And I do want to say we did have a lot of support from the Chicago clique, man. I mean, from Tommy to Jeff to Piece of Air to Drag, Three Lug Leon, man, a whole bunch of guys, man. They were there, man, and they showed their support by getting in the pot. You know, you can say that I'm with you, but if you don't put your money where your mouth is, you just talking rhetoric. And those guys showed that they had faith in Kurgan, they had faith in Lil Jr. to turn on that W. And It was good. So I wanted to, you know, thank everybody. I wanted to be quiet. So, Lady A, we could get on to the show. We got some people trying to get in.
Of course we do. Meatball, your mic is open.
How you doing today, Lady A?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Mr. Biz? I'd like to congratulate Biz and Aceto Hill Camp in Chicago for bringing that W home. Y'all did beat my man Jimbo. But,
yes, sir.
I guess you can say the better team won. Nothing taken away from Jimbo and the Never Scared Camp because they've been doing their thing all year round. So hats off to them, too. But
yes, sir.
Take my hats off to Biz. And, Biz, I want to ask you a couple questions, if you don't mind.
Okay. No, I do not mind.
All right. Since you are the Midwest champion, how can you let the Grudge world know how will that crown and that belt is going to be defended? It's going to be defended at your steps or, you know, or do you come to an agreement or something?
In a nutshell, if you want this belt, you got to come to 41. No ifs, and buts about it. You come to my home track, the track that I support, the track that I know that, and, you know, I'm 100, that I have an advantage on. You know, that's the track I love. That's the track I support, 41 till I die. All right. You got to come to 41 to get this belt. And you will have to run the eighth of a mile. I won it in the eighth of a mile. I'm going to defend it in the eighth of a mile. Lil Jr. basically is retired from quarter mile racing. I do not want to take Marquardt out 13-20. So that's basically in a nutshell. You want to get out, you call me, get in touch with Jay Barnes or anybody that's set on Kill Crew, and if you want a shot at this belt, as early as Saturday, this Saturday, if you want a shot at the belt, give me a call. You want to meet us at 41, we're going to run 8 miles. Now, I do not have a set price we got to run for. You know, I'm not saying we got to run for no $5, $6, $7, $8, $9. Nah, that ain't. I'm not like that. We can run probably 1,500 or 1,000 if you just want a shot at the belt. But two things that must occur is 8 mile racing and 41 track. Other than that, we good.
All right. I guess that kind of sums it up. You know what I mean? If anybody want a shot at the Midwest champion, which I do think Jimbo will be gunning back for that. But anybody want a shot at the Midwest champion? Y'all heard it from him. 41.
Yes.
8 miles.
41. Yes, sir. So, you know, hey, do I got the real Godfather on the phone, Lady A?
Yes, you do.
Oh, okay. Let him in.
Jay Barnes, your mic is open.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Okay, that's all right too. Everybody, please hail King Biz. Hail King Biz. Hail King Biz. King Biz, how you doing this evening, sir?
Hey, Jay, I'm fine, but only do that when Jimbo on the phone. Everybody else, I'm just Biz. But with Jimbo and Wayne on the phone, then you...
well, you know, everybody needs to recognize when a king is present. Let me tell you something. You know, if you go back to Eddie Murphy's movie, you know, when his daddy came home, when the king came, they threw down rose pebbles and you know, had animal skin laying out. I mean, when you're the king, you're the king. Ain't no play thing.
Hey, Jay, they probably won't even call in today. But I ain't going to I'm not going to let them have it. There's only one person I'm going to let have it if they call in. That's Butt Naked, 347-215-9989. He bet not.
Well, let me tell everybody, I'd like to give a shout out to, Never Scared, Jimbo.
you know, Jimbo was from way back, from back in Mississippi. You know, he stood out with me. And you know, I'm sure you done seen I put posts. Is there anybody out there that can take on Jimbo? I think, you know, Jimbo is, you know, I always kind of seen him as the, you know, the man to beat. Now, not saying that Biz didn't beat him, but that's how I had seen him. You know, I had made many posts on Grudge Inc. about it. And, you know, Jimbo, you know, it's the Motor City. They call it the Motor City for a reason, Biz.
Yeah, you know.
He out of the Motor City, so I want to give good props to Jimbo. You know. He came. He handled himself. You know, he took an L. He handled it like a man. He's a good, you know. But this is the thing, B. You made some good information. I'm glad that you what you said too. Is that we all kind of be thankful that Grudge Inc. has lifted these are people, Biz. You know, Say Don't Kill, Never Scared. They've been racing forever, been battling it out. And all we did is put a microphone to them where they can be heard. So, Grudge Inc. with that microphone that let them be heard, they ain't doing nothing no different than they've been doing every year, every day, you know, getting down. And so, now that their voice is heard, I'm glad that Grudge Inc. is the one that put the microphone to them. And I'd like to thank, you know, everybody for coming. But each time, Biz, there's something else I'm going to tell you before, I'm sorry, King Biz. Each time, everybody keeps talking about what the North did. I don't think people realize how much Florida action came and how much Texas action came. It was a lot of lot of calls out of Florida, a lot of calls out of Texas.
Yeah.
You know,
we
didn't get a chance to mix it up with the North. But it was, it was some good racing going on, man.
Yeah, man, I'm going to tell you, Jay, my guys are still, Set on Kill, still talking about Baldy's Nova.
That Nova Wright.
That Nova Wright. they're still talking about Atomic Dawn's car. I don't know if it's a top sportsman or a full chassis or pro mod or whatever they want to call it, but he rides.
While we're saying that, Atomic Dawn's got a show coming up on December 1st in Texas. I don't know the exact. Maybe later they can get him on so he can tell you about it a little bit later. And also, Grudge Inc. got a show in Hattiesburg, Mississippi with Rick Clark. So maybe later they can get him on too so he can talk about that a little bit. But Biz, I wanted to come on and recognize your crown. You know, I heard Meatball come on and recognize it. And he did say the champ of the Midwest. I like King of the North myself. But
I think Petey Small Block recognized it too because he called me, Jay. I mean, I don't know if you heard, but Petey Small Block, he got in touch with me. Big Ball Factor got in touch with me. If one of them just called me, it'd have been just one thing. But it was within a 6-hour period. The white boys they got in touch with me. The white boys got in touch with me. Big Ball Factor got in touch with me. And Petey Small Block. Now they sent representatives of their camp. I'm not saying that Big Ball himself, because I don't know his name, but he sent a representative to try to get me to come down to Baldy's race on the 15th, the 14th through the 16th. Petey Small Block, same thing. White boys, they want me to come to Macon, I don't have no problem with it. You know, coming back down there. So. Just to let you know that what Grudge Inc. did for Set on Kill, man. Woo, man. I wish I could bottle it up and sell it. Last year, we was nobodies.
Hey, maybe you can. Ain't no time.
Yeah.
Maybe you can.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this now. All the men, now, that was good racing. That little bit old race that went down and making the spread the word like that.
Woo. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. It put people on notice.
Yeah.
Because, see, we put Jimbo on a pedestal. Grudge Inc. put a Jimbo on a pedestal so high, and he rolled into New Jersey and did something unspeakable to Petey Small Block. And in turn, Jimbo came down to make it, and I did something unspeakable to Zippo. So, you know, it is what it is. You know.
Now, let me say this, too. When, you know, Peter Smallblock is a man that I got respect for, and, you know, Grudge Inc. has been watching Peter Smallblock. Now, but now, like I said, Jimbo, the pedestal that Grudge Inc. carried Jimbo around on is mink. It's made out of mink, you know, and Jimbo all yeah. comfortable. And Jimbo come off of that pedestal and went down on Peter Smallblock's ass, you know.
Yes, he did. Yes, he
and,
did.
I've been waiting on Peter Smallblock for the, you know, to say something, but I ain't heard nothing from him. You know, I don't know if he got his jaw tore out or nothing. I don't know how bad it got him, you know. But Jimbo came and got back on that mink stool that we placed him on and came to make him. And what happened down there, B?
Ooh, man, we pitted by each other, you know, because we all from up north. So if we ate, they ate. If they ate, we ate. So we wanted to make sure we watch over them, they watch over us. So I seen somebody went to his car and put a camera, a GoPro, on his car, but they was pointing backwards. So I went to Jimbo and said, Jimbo, if you want to see the race, you can't point it backwards. You got to point the camera forward. Because you're going to see my car. You're going to see my car backwards. So he was pointing the camera backwards. And when he went up to the line, I told him again. I said, Jimbo, point that camera forward. Because you won't be able to see the race. It's going to be like some unedited air. Because you won't see nothing. But we'll listen.
So now that a video of start line is going down, is disappearing by itself.
That's it. Nothing. I mean, he got a blank tape. And I was telling him also, Jay. I was telling him that Coggan was going to tree him. Was going to jump him.
Yeah.
And boy, if you look at the video, oh man, it was nasty. It was nasty. That tree was nasty.
I hate that Jimbo ain't on because Jimbo ain't one to cower away. Now Jimbo is one to, you know, Jimbo, you know, stand up and kick back, you know. So you know, is Jimbo coming now? Don't think Jimbo ain't coming.
Jimbo coming where?
He coming get some revenge.
Man, Jimbo don't want no more than problems.
And but next day he coming back too.
Hey Jay, next subject. We can talk about Jimbo all night. That other person.
Yeah.
Jimbo is a champion. Is a champion. He is not the champ right now, but he's a champion. But next, he's a clown.
King Biz. What's up, King Biz?
What's up, King Biz?
What's going on?
Man, just glad to made it back home in one piece, and
hey,
you know, and
we all know you're the king, man. We know you're the king. Look, you can't win no race. Hey, we all know you ain't gonna win no races if you ain't willing to lose no races.
There it is.
We lost one that night, so it's gonna happen. I'm gonna lose plenty more too in the next years that I'm racing.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't know how to lose, you don't need
Jimbo,
to be racing.
Nah. Jimbo, let me ask you this. Jimbo, I gotta ask you why V is on.
Yeah.
You just acknowledge that you might win, you might lose some more. But the next one between you and V is what you project.
Oh, every race I'm in, I predict I win. I want to win every race. I don't like losing. That's why I race. I race to win. If I line up next to somebody, I don't care if they got a pro mod. If I'm next to them, that's because I think that I got a chance of winning, even if they got more than me. If I didn't think I did, I wouldn't be next to them and I wouldn't be racing them. And a lot of times I do beat people that have more than me or better stuff than me because, I mean, anything can happen during a race. So sometimes we take chances like that.
Well, let me ask you this now. I hadn't had a chance to talk to you since you got back, and excuse me a bit, but I want to know this, though. King Jimbo, when you put both feet up small black Peter's ass, did he have more than you or less than you?
You know what? I can't really tell with that race because he knocked the tires off, and I spun the tires, so it wasn't a real, real clean race. I mean, we won. We got paid. I feel like my car is faster by watching the video and when we both got back in the gas, and I'm 100% confident that if we race again, which I tried doing that night again, that I would win again.
Well, that's one way to tell when a man sees. If he seen something, he would, have he called you to get a rematch?
You know what, that night, I mean, he asked me a couple times, and I told him I would run him back that night, or I told him we were coming down to Macon this past weekend, and he said he couldn't make either one of those two races.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, that were his two chances to get that race back. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if he thought, if his car wasn't broke, which he says it wasn't, and he really thought he could beat me, I mean, I would have jumped right back up and raced him again. When I raced this, doing what I did that race, if my car wasn't hurt, we would have raced Miz right back right after that again, because I still feel like I could beat Miz, but I mean that's just how it is. I mean, I felt like if he thought he could beat me or he had a chance, that he would have went back that night that we were in Echo, try to get that money back.
But that's the invitation that he can call anytime he wants to, right?
No more. I mean, we got another car we could run him with, but my car is tore apart, so it's not. I ain't gonna be able to race that car right now. The motor's out of it and all that. But within the next month, we got another car. It's a small block nitrous, stock suspension on 28. So.
So let me ask you this: you gonna go to Biz ass with that one?
Oh yeah, we're gonna race Biz with that one. Biz knows that. Any car we ever come out with, we're gonna race Biz with. If Biz is down the race. That's what we do.
Simple. I want you to say it like I'm saying it.
Are
you gonna go to his ass?
Oh, I'm gonna tear his ass up, just like I said before. Whatever happens, happens. I mean, we can't predict everything.
Don't sound too confident. Hey, Jay. Before when I had this little beast on the phone, he was telling me what he was gonna do to me. He don't sound too confident.
Hey, if you want me. Hold on, Biz. If you want me to be real with you, I still don't think that your car's fast. I mean, I lost that race. But I mean, I still don't think your car is fast. That's why I would race you again. It ain't about being confident.
Jimbo, I got you, man. I got you.
You did. Hey, and ain't nobody taking that from you. But
yeah.
I mean, we all know, no excuses.
If I got you, and I'm not fast, what that make you?
Well, of course you get me when I knock the tires off and
I did the
motor,
same
sir.
Thing. I did the same.
Did
I knocked that. Look at the video.
You're crazy.
Look at the video.
Now
look at the video.
Tires. I white smoke.
Okay, well, I didn't white smoke them, but I spent two. My nose
either
died.
Either or, you won that race.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
nobody's taking that from you. I mean, that's a win's a win. Just like I won against Petey, a win's a win.
Right.
That's racing. That's part of it. Getting down the track.
Okay.
Ain't nobody taking that from nobody.
But you know, AJ, you know he got to start back at the. He got to start back at the bottom. The number one contender lose to the champion. They got to whoop their way up. Hey man,
what you want to do? You saying that he got to run three love? That's what you're trying to say?
Yeah, he got to run three love. He got to run.
You couldn't pay them dummy to race me. Hey, they might race me now because it's wintertime and the track and my motor's out of my car, so now they might race me. But when I'm at the track, the only people that are around here in the north that'll race me would be Biz, Gagne, and Turbo GT. And is there anybody else, Biz?
I think Plumber Kevin will race you.
Man, I tore Plumber Kevin up 4 years ago. I don't even know if he raced me anymore.
I think he will.
Boy, that might be
Plumber
Kevin.
So that sums it up. So we're going to be doing a whole lot of traveling in the race because we race, we like to race.
Yeah. But, Jimbo, I sure appreciate you coming to Mega Man. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I hope you enjoyed the food. Jimbo, you did eat food with us, didn't you?
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm small, man, but I don't eat much. But I did eat some. No, we enjoyed the race. We had a good time, and we'll definitely be back out that way. We're planning on coming down, you know, a few times over the winter. We need a little break. We've been away from the family a little bit for the past month or two, racing a lot. So, gotta get my energy built back up.
Yeah.
Hey, Dibbo, Biz
knocked the wind out. Biz knocked the wind out of me. So.
Hey, but I heard you're not even the king of Detroit no more. The Motor City no more.
Jimbo. Hey, Jimbo. Jimbo. Hey, Jimbo.
Man, hey, get this man off
hey, Jimbo,
the phone.
Hey, Jimbo.
One night at 131 when we were all at the track, we were going to run him with my car, let him leave, and we were going to run him with Wayne's car, and you backed out of both of them the night I raced Triple GT.
I remember him backing out of both of those races?
Be quiet. Let the man talk, Jimbo.
I remember that night, but I don't remember y'all two trying to engage. But Three Love was hurt that night. That night you talk about Three Love was hurt, but I don't know that y'all were trying to get out. But Three Love was hurt
Three
that
Love
night.
Was supposed to race both of them cars.
Yeah, but
I let you leave 2 years ago, dumbass, and what I do to you.
And I beat your ass a couple months ago. You tell him about that, did you? I beat your ass a couple months ago in your own hometown.
With a stock
did you tell
car.
That? Did you tell that? I took my nugget off and stuck my finger in your ass. Did you tell
with
that?
Not with my car, you didn't.
Did you tell that? You're not going to tell that blow jam a couple months ago.
I could give you everything. I could give you everything in drag racing and whoop your slow ass. You ain't even on my
hey,
level.
Jumbo. Ain't none of you faggot down in the truck gonna whoop me, man.
I know you faggot down in the truck gonna whoop me, man.
Hey, listen. Yeah. Wayne car ain't blowed up. Wayne car not blowed up. Get the punk ass
and
get to the
Grove to 41. That's something you need to talk to Wayne about. That's Wayne's car. That ain't my car.
Get your ass in Wayne's car, say that. Knock your dick in the dirt, faggot.
Hey, if Wayne calls me up and says, let's go fuck Three Loads up, I'm going to be with him.
Well, get on the phone. Get him on the phone, then.
Hey, that's Wayne's car. I'm sure he's listening. I'm sure he's on the phone listening. If he feels he wants to race
you,
then he'll let you know. You ain't fucking nobody up.
I'll catch you in anybody coming to Detroit. I'll knock your ass out.
Hey, man, you know what? When you pull to the track, man, you like to dummy the track.
Yeah. Hey, listen. Before we're in Montgomery, right? Uh-huh. I'm trying to run it back in Montgomery for the break. He won't give it to me. Now, don't talk that shit. I wasn't trying to run you.
You want the break to the end?
You want the break in Montgomery. Yeah, you want the break in Montgomery. I'm calling you, Jimbo.
Hey, Jimbo. Hold on, Jimbo. I do want everybody to know that this Saturday, at No Limit Raceway, Morocco, Indiana. The track is open. We're expecting 66 to 68 degrees. We know that is unheard of in the Chicagoland area around the first week or second week of November. We know that is unheard of. So, with that being said, call in. Press the one button. Let's get some races locked in for November. The track will open at 11 a.m. So, hey, we're going to get some races locked in. There we go.
Biz, what's up, man?
What up, baby?
This Slouch.
Hey, what's going on, Slouch?
Not much. Congratulations on your win. I got a question I want to ask, and you know this was getting heated over the internet.
Okay.
About the people with bars and no bars, and people you know asking for everything in grudge racing. People saying grudge racing now need to go back like it was, but now they're saying grudge racing is like class racing now. What do you really think about you know the bars and no bars and grudge racing these days? Yeah. Is like class racing.
Well, the bars and no bars. I mean, I really don't care about the bars. It all depends. You know, it all depends on the person. You know, like if Donye come up with some big thighs and bars, then you know it's gonna be a problem because we already know he got a hell of a motor, a hell of a car,
mm-hmm.
So it's gonna be a problem. But somebody like Bug come up with bars on, don't give a damn about Bug. He ain't nothing.
You know, he ain't somebody to be reckoned with. But it all depends on the person and the car. You know, whereas, you know, we all know that the South basically makes the rules. So they're basically saying anything with a 29 and 28 don't need bars, especially stock suspension. So, I mean, we got to follow suit. You know, those that need bars are not doing their homework on their chassis. So, but I mean, somebody like Drag or Jay need to talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm new in the game, and you know, I don't know all the knowledge it is about, you know, a suspension and all that. I just know I got my car to work without bars.
King Biz, how you doing, King Biz?
What's going on, big fella?
Man, I called to congratulate you and tell you that you are a true champion. And all I have to say, man, a job well done. Job well done.
I appreciate it, brother.
I would like to elaborate on a little bit on that question that Slouch.
Before you do that, Joe, I did use your car as an example. I did use the Gangsta Boo to Bub as an example. I told him the Gangsta Boo got three times much horsepower as you have, and he ain't got no bars, and he's stock suspension. Why you need them? You know, so.
I agree. But go ahead, Joe.
I want you to answer. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, Slash, I'm going to just give you a little example.
Mm-hmm.
Like, most of the time when the East Coast go to Texas, all those cars have bars. They don't take them off. Either we pick our poison. If we choose to run a car with bars, then we run them. If we don't, then we don't run them.
Mm-hmm.
Quite naturally, if a true grudge racer think he got a chance and they going to keep their bars on, what he going to do? He going to tell them to get their funky butt up there, right?
Right.
So my advice to everybody is that they need to do the best thing for them. If they not get no action with the bars and they've been having them for a long time and it's keeping them from getting action, then, you know, it's up to them to change it or do some changing up. But if you're getting plenty of action with the bars, then keep your bars. If you're accomplishing everything that you want to accomplish. Now, us with the Gangsta Boo, we wasn't accomplishing everything we was wanting to accomplish with bars on because we couldn't run the people on the East Coast. And that's where all the racing was going on. But now things have changed. Grudge Inc. got this thing moving all around the globe, which I mean all around the world. So, you know, you don't have to cater to nobody, really. I mean, if your car is working with bars and the best thing for you, then you keep your bars on. Now, if you see that you're not getting the kind of racing that you would like, then you might need to think about it and reevaluate your situation. Now, that's my mm-hmm. best advice that I can give. What you think about that, Slouch?
Yeah, that's good because, you know, a lot of people up here, especially the Detroit area, you know, 2-3 years back, that's all you see was bars, 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 you know. And then Chicago start coming to the scene, they have no bars. Then there was a little issue here and there. People didn't want to run cars with bars and, you know, vice versa. So they're like, well, fuck it, we'll just run anyway to get some action. So, you know. They start running right. bars with no bars against each other, you know. And right. now, a lot of cars, you know, just taking the bars off. And some cars,
yeah, well,
you know.
Quite naturally, though, if you're trying to run some of the guys down south, you know if you come down there with bars, there's going to be a lot of bickering and this and that, a lot of, you know, give me this, give me that. But now if you're really trying to get down and you know you're coming down south, you're going to be sitting just like that person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you're coming to race. You're not coming to argue. You're coming to race.
But, you know, everybody got to do the best thing for them, Slouch. Do you agree with that, Biz?
I think so. Because I remember that the Gangsta Booth used to have bars on there. You
right.
know? But now
right.
y'all, you know, now y'all went on and took the bars off and I could be wrong because I don't know. It seems like y'all got more races with the bars off than y'all got with them on.
Right, I agree. We did,
and I believe the car ran better with the bars off than they ran on. I could be wrong.
No, you're right. You are okay. Correct, King. King,
okay.
You correct.
Hey,
you
hey, Joe.
King, I'm going to be texting you in a few minutes with somebody's number, and I want you to give them a call so they can say a little bit about their show. I'm here if you don't mind.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Hey, in the meantime, can you let the fans know about our good friend Baldy? Can you let everybody
who I'm
know?
I'm talking about.
Okay.
You think Lady A can get him on, but I'm going to say something about it.
Okay. Lady A can work magic.
Would you get Baldy on, Lady A?
I sure can, just a moment.
Biz, you don't mind. I'm not trying to run your show. With all
No. Anybody that supports Grudge Inc., we going to support, baby.
My man.
Ain't no mistake about it. Anybody that support Grudge Inc. and support what we do, hold on. Hey, Wayne. How you doing, Wayne? I seen Wayne phone him. I had to say hey to Wayne. But, yeah, man, just like Terry from No Limit Raceway, man, that man travel all the way down.
Didn't he though, man?
Just now tell me what track manager does that.
Man,
they so caught up in what they're doing and say that, you know, I'm gonna be front. Ain't nobody in the house look gonna come over to make and see what we doing. You know what I'm saying? So
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying, homeboy. I know what you're saying. I don't know what you're talking about, but I know what you're saying.
Hey,
hold on, everybody on this phone. Do y'all out there, y'all on the show, y'all on the phone with royalty?
hey, son. Hey, just tell me this, man. Did I get that joker last night, man?
Woo!
Hey,
yeah,
man,
I
got a call later on. Said the man said he got to go take his blood pressure medicine.
Man, I don't know what you do, my co-host. Man, my co-host. Woo, woo. Well, he might have to go back to the hospital. You know, he was already there for, you know, for a rectal exam, but now he's in there for chest pains. Oh my goodness, man! What's going on? Man? What y'all talk about tonight?
Man, we bars and no bars. You know, we got a guy up here from Detroit. He's a known grudge racer from up north. You know, he made his first claim to fame by getting on Yellow Bullet. Attacking some lady named Putin, and she put him
a
in
lady.
His place. Yeah, a lady. Now I heard she wasn't no slouch. Now some lady
now,
named Putin.
No slouch.
I heard she though. I don't know too much about class racing, but I did hear she ain't no slouch.
Now, she ain't no slouch. I get that now.
Yeah.
She's fine too.
So she put him in his place about 2 or 3 years ago. So that was his first claim to fame, was with her. Now, you know, he got a Malibu with 29s and Willy bars. Yes.
Okay, wait a minute. Back up. So ain't nobody
heard
nothing from this man from 2 years ago. He got known from getting on the computer talking to a woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, man. That's a clown.
Yeah. Everybody do believe Bub is a clown.
I mean, I don't even know who this dude is, but I mean, it just sounds. I don't, I could be dead wrong, but
yeah.
If your claim to fame is starting some Lewis, you know, I'm in Walmart line, y'all. I don't want to be telling too bad, but if your claim to fame is getting on the computer, threatening a woman,
yeah, that's his claim.
And then ain't nobody heard from you for 2 years.
Yeah. But, you know, he got a stock suspension Malibu with a small block in it on nitrous with 29s and Willy bars. If you do not have a G-body with a small block, which he ain't going to race. He don't race Mustangs. He don't race Camaros. He want to race
G-body. I don't know how in the world you're going to find a G-body with a small block in.
Yeah. We're 29s of Willie Boss.
Yeah. So. Tell him to go back. Tell him to be just continue on his duties of being an internet bully.
That's yeah. Dude.
This Terrell, man. The Hall, what's going on?
What's going on, Terrell?
I'm all good, man. Congratulations on your win, man.
I appreciate it, bro. I appreciate it.
That's
what's
all
on your
good.
Mind?
I'm just listening in. That's all.
How you feel, bro?
I'm pretty good, man. I'll be out next year, man. Better, bigger and better. Things going right.
No doubt. I don't doubt that. It gives you a chance to upgrade some things that need to be upgraded and make better to some of the things that could be made better. So I don't doubt that, bro. Because you were running good, bro. You were running good. So anything better is gonna be awesome.
You mentioned something about a few minutes ago about Jimbo got started from the bottom, work his way up. So I think before he hit 3 love, got to get to me next year. I think I'm going to try him.
Jimbo.
Has Jimbo checked in tonight, did?
Yeah, Jimbo.
I want to make sure he was all right because, you know, I get my buddies, they want to know if he still want to go.
Oh, well. He did check in. Him and Jay was talking, but he did tell Jay that the car is apart. The car is sold, actually. The body is actually sold. So
he's going to get a stock suspension car now.
Yes, he is.
There it is. I mean, in all honesty, that's probably the best thing he could have did. But in actuality, now welcome to our world.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I will say this, DJ. They may have a small black nitrous car at Baldy's race testing. So if they see what they need to see,
9 times out of 10, they probably already got their eye on a stock suspended car that's already set up.
No. Jimbo car's at the shop. His stock suspension car's at the shop. He's getting one built.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's getting
Jimbo. Yeah. Is it Jimbo or Jimbo driver?
Yeah. It's going to be Wayne's car, Jimbo driver. Maybe at Baldy's race on the 15-16. So.
K-9 will oblige him with anything they bring, nice and small block.
Well, you know, Timo going to be down there. So we can, all we want is just some Detroit. We just want to have sex with somebody from Detroit. So. We can get Chemo and K-9 set up. You think Chemo wants those troubles?
I don't want to scare Chemo off, man. I don't know. I don't want to be a race stopper. But I mean, you know, ain't no reason for them not to go. They both on 29.
I just got some breaking news, fellas.
Huh?
Young Money may be in the house Saturday at 41 with a G-body called the Gold Digger. So I sure hope Gagne ready, man, because he gonna put all his G-body talk down.
Aaron Kerr, that's his car's on motors, no nitrous on that car.
I tell Donnie to take his off. If Aaron driving, I may tell Donnie to take the number 7 and the number 4 plug out. If Aaron driving.
Hell.
Take the nitrous off and take the 4 and the 7 plug off and run them. As long as it won't hurt the motor.
I do want to give another shout out to all the more people that came down and did their thing in the house. I want to give a special shout out to the one that whooped my booty, Boost 12, and let them know, it is what it is. But I'll give them that same race again off the trailer. I'd love for them to come down to ball this race.
You know what? Honestly, bro, I would say that's 100% that they won't make Baldies, but I'm going to try to get them in Mississippi Joe's house at Fat Tuesday. Yes.
Yeah.
That,
that's
there. Yes.
Everybody going to be there.
Yeah, so that is a possibility.
I believe Fat Tuesday is going to be they're going to make history. I know it was biggest. I think it was the biggest they had this last time, but I really believe this time going to be even bigger.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So that is the plan, you know. And I just want everybody to know, man, to come on out, the ones that just got on. Come on out to No Limit Raceway this Saturday, man. At 11 o'clock, the track will open. Hey, somebody got a lot of background noise. Sounds like y'all at Pool Hall. This Saturday at US 41, No Limit Raceway. Come on out, man, 11 o'clock. It's going to be 65 to 68 degrees, so come on out. Hey, we may see, I know tomorrow, we may see the debut of Debo, another set on Kill Mustang, stock suspension on 28s. So if we get this box in and we got fire and I see some oil pressure, it's going to be out. It's going to be out. And if you make a good pass, even though this is the first time, I mean, the car ain't never been started up. But if I see a number that I want to see, I'm testing in front of everybody. I don't care. We ain't got that much time. So if I see a number that I want to see, hey, we're going to get some races in with old Debo. Yeah.
Yo, Biz.
Yes, sir.
What's going on?
What's up, Terry?
Nothing much. Hey, tell that clown with them bars and 29 Bubs. He's got everything in drag racing Saturday if it shows up.
He got, and is that to the eighth or to the quarter?
That's to the quarter with Plumber Kevin.
Oh, wow.
So what
Plumber Kevin got a Mustang I believe it's a 28. I believe Plumber Kevin got a 28 on his car.
Yep.
Plumber Kevin run a 28.
Yeah, he
runs. Hey, Plumber Kevin, he ain't got to call the Kentucky. I mean, Detroit, but I'm right here waiting to take the break again. He ducked my phone call, but he's calling the Detroit trying to run the back. I'm waiting on his ass right here in Chicago.
Hey, Three Love. I know you know, but let him. Let him get Bub, and then you get that. Then you get Plumber Kevin money and Bub money.
Okay, I'm gonna do that for you. Okay. I heard you say at the end of the year you
come
might have gone and say fuck it and knock everybody out.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, because after this weekend we down to Fat Tuesday unless we want to go down to Baldy. But other than that, they talking about snow next weekend.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to be at 41 with my bells on, looking for some action. So, all you cowards, I'm scared of y'all. Get your ass to 41 fast. I'm going to show you who the coward.
Hey, Biz, since Baldy can't get on, do you mind if I tell everybody about his show?
Yeah, because we did call Baldy with no answer. So, go ahead, Joe. Let us know about Baldy's show.
Okay.
I got work to do, Biz. I'll holler at y'all later. Just call me, Biz, y'all need me.
All right, Three Love.
All right, y'all. Peace out.
All right. Baldy's show is in Bradenton, Florida. If you go on Grudge Racing, it's got the hotels on there, like on the third page, the fourth page, Grudge Racing. The name of the show is called The Big Payback. It's always a super big show. 15, 20 Grudge Racing locked up. It's always big, always good. The date of the show is December the 14th, 15th, 16th. They normally use the 14th, which is that Friday, for a testing session. And then that Saturday and Sunday is the days of the show. Saturday night, Baldy throws a big party. Everybody goes out Saturday night after the track. It's a super big show. And the who's of Grudge Racing always there. I remember last year at Baldy's show, that was the debut of the Gangsta Boo. That's when we first brought the Gangsta Boo out at Baldy's show last year in Brayton. So everybody. Tire is a super show. People from Texas, everywhere. It's a great show. You don't want to miss it. It's one to be at, to put on your calendar. But I'm going to tell you in advance, get your hotels because they be packed, booked up. Get your hotels reserved now if you plan on attending. It's called the Big Payback, everybody. Bradenton, Florida. If you fly in the quickest airport is Sarasota. Sarasota. It's only about 5 miles from the track. And the hotels in that little circle is only about 1 mile from the track. So, can y'all hear me, Biz?
So we can hear you loud and clear, baby. We can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. It's a great show, everybody. Who's going to be there? So, y'all please come. I know y'all feeding for some racing with all that bad weather up that way in December. So, if y'all can make it, we'll be glad to see y'all there. And by the way, this is Mississippi Joe. I just wanted to tell everybody in Chicago and Detroit, y'all really stood up for Grudge Inc. in a strong way. And we hope that you all who can tell y'all other friends who didn't come so they can come next time and we can make this thing bigger, better, and stronger. And we really appreciate y'all. I'm looking for the VP of Grudge Inc. to get on the show. He probably already on the line. I know he want to come give y'all a shout-out, which is Cold Killer. But if he don't get on here today and forget a bit or is busy or something, this is Mississippi Joe. And I'm telling all y'all in Chicago, Detroit, everywhere else, it ain't nothing but love. And we hope you all keep doing what y'all doing. And we do it even better when it comes up again. Appreciate y'all. It's all love, baby. Back to you, Ben.
All right, Joe. Hey, I do want the fans to know that I was looking at tickets today for Baldy's race, and right now they're $255 round trip from Sarasota, from Chicago. I don't know if it was Midway or O'Hare, but it was from Chicago to Chicago to Sarasota was $255 one person. Last week it was $455, so it done dropped $200. So I would say probably for the next week it's going to be $250-some, and that's straight there. That's not no connectors or nothing. That's United. United is $255.
Also, Biz, let me say this. When you call and book or reserve your hotel rooms, make sure you say the Big Payback, and you get a discount rate. Lil Tony already has called me from Detroit and has booked his room. He booked his room today. His room ordinary was $107. He said the Big Payback Grudge Race, and his rooms were $70-some. So make sure that you say the Big Payback when you call and book, reserve your hotel rooms. You got that, Biz?
Man, that's a heck of a rate decrease. That's over 30. That's $30. Oh, definitely we'll be saying the Big Payback.
I gave you, if you're coming in nice hotels, the Best Western, that's the one we stay at. That's the one I recommend to everybody. You know, it's nice. You know, so, and it's reasonable. So, y'all make sure y'all reserve y'all rooms today, tonight. It's called the Big Payback. When you reserve your room, say the Big Payback Grudge Race, Baldy's Race, the Big Payback.
Yes, sir.
You Northerners, it's just the people from up north, if you love racing, you don't want to miss this one.
What's the weather down there around that time, Joe, usually?
About 76. And then at night, it dropped about 65, 64.
Wow. And we'll probably be in the teens then. In December. Yeah, that's definitely going to be all right. You know, my wife sent me a text earlier telling me to get her ticket. I'm sure she's going to...
You thought you was going to get that one round trip on me.
Hey.
Well, you know, it's a lot of outlet malls in Florida, so she knows what's happening.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. Because I'm going to be at the track. You know, so, yeah, that's all right. That's all right. But I'm looking forward to that, man. But,
so
man,
you are coming, Biz?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
really,
good,
yeah,
man. You're going to enjoy it. I love it. And don't forget, Baldy, have a party for all the racers and everybody after this Saturday night after the show. And then we get up in the morning and come back that Sunday and race some more. So it's a super big event, ladies and gentlemen. So if you love grudge racing, you're going to love the big payback, Baldy's Racing, Brazen. So be there,
hey,
ladies and gentlemen. Call Brazen and book your room. And don't forget to say the big payback.
Joe, tell me this, too. Is like Sunday the big day? Is that like the run day Sunday? Is that the bigger day? Or
well, I'm going to say it's Saturday.
Okay.
I'm going to say Saturday, but Sunday's a good day, too. The track, I'm going to get Baldy on the shows. I don't know how late the track is going to stay open Sunday, but last year the track closed, but it was a wreck, though. I think the track closed at 6. So I'm going to get the correct information and come back on here and let y'all know what time the track's open and what time they close, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I think that's the right thing to do and the right way to do it. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, all right? Well, you know it's Test and Tune on the 14th, right, Sterling, which is that Friday, right?
I didn't know.
Yes.
I'll probably try to get it
there. I thank you yesterday, 14th, 15th, 16th.
Yeah, 14, 15, and 16.
Yeah, what time they start testing tune that Friday? Late or early?
No, early.
I mean,
that day.
Okay.
That day. Like 11, about 11, I believe.
Cool.
So you can get there and get you some hits and go and lay it down in the room and come on back Saturday night.
Yeah. But the good thing is, the sun set about 5, you know, about 5:30 now, so. That'd be good.
Yeah, for all those who didn't know, my partner Stunner is a vampire, so he can't be out.
Dog, I'm a vampire, dog.
Hey, man, we had a ball, man. I mean, that was some good racing on Saturday, and Sunday we came back on Sunday and we, you know, we fellowship with Jay, talked to him, got his what was in his mind for what's going on with Grudge Inc., man. And, man, I'm going to tell you, 2013, man, we got some good plans coming for the fans and for everybody that follows Grudge Inc. So,
I'm telling you, that's true.
Yeah, we just need y'all to keep the support. Let's get it stronger, y'all.
We ain't nothing without everybody that has a role. Everybody has a role in this game.
I know one thing, Biz. We can't wait till we come up there next year. It's not coming quick enough.
Okay, wait.
Joe, I mean, I'm going to talk to Terry. I got the date in my mind. Me and Jay came up with a date for next year for the South invading the North. Hey, man, we really looking forward to you guys coming up next year, man. This year was almost, I don't want to say a trial period, but we, you know, you really don't know what's going to happen until you do it. And, man, the way you guys showed up and where the fans came out of support, and, you know, I mean, I really didn't hear nothing negativity about the track that day, about the people. Nothing, man. Only thing we're going to do better is crowd control, you know, about the line. Other than that, man, I mean, the food was off the chain. The racing was off the chain. And I'm going to be honest with you, man. All right, I got to be honest. Everybody was waiting to see the Gangsta Boo and DJ Grunt. You know, I mean, those were the two cars that people were talking about. That's all they wanted to see was the Gangsta Boo and DJ Grant. Now, the other cars that showed up, you know, Whit did it to me. He did something nasty to me. But, you know, in 7-Up, D did what they did, you know. So, but for all intents and purposes, people was waiting to see the Gangsta Booth and DJ Grant. So
I'm gonna let your fans and your people in Chicago know, Biz, in Detroit, right now, while you on the phone, if they loved the Gangsta Boo in 212, wait till they see this one in 213. Now I am gonna tell them that much, and we shooting for Fat Tuesday, y'all. The cars at the Texas shop right now as we speak. Just start working on it today. Just start working on it. And we shooting for Fat Tuesday, everybody. I'm going to let the folks know, Biz, because you've been telling me people want to know the updates. And I'll be telling you more and more as the months go by, Biz. But we shooting for Fat Tuesday. And y'all wish us luck. He only working on our car, which is the Boo. So that's the Boo is going to have the chassis, man, undivided attention. He's not going to be working on nothing else.
That's awesome. That says a lot. That's why we
didn't get it fixed right away, because he couldn't get to it. Do you understand what I'm saying, Biz? That's why he just started on it. And y'all know, when you want a certain person to work on your car, that's who you want.
Right. I remember when I had my little mishap and modeling last year, and I got it over to my guys over there at Race. I mean, it had their undivided attention.
And when we came
to Hattiesburg, it showed that they put their time, their heart, and their effort into getting that car right, and that car, man, got dog. It was right. You know what? I would have settled the King of the Midwest that weekend with Jimbo. We wouldn't have had to wait all the way to this year, because I'd have did it then. But unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to do that. But man.
But Biz, I want to know, how does it feel to wear that gold or that belt around your waist? How does that feel, man? I mean,
you
honestly,
know
a lot of people say they don't like the belts. The belts ain't this or that, but that's bull. The belts are motivation to keep going.
That's true.
The belts
are
bragging rights. The belts are talking shit right. The belts gonna make more races, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I want enlighten me a little bit, Biz.
I'm gonna tell you, really. It ain't the belt that really that drives me. It's to walk in the track and Mississippi Joe know who you are. Hype Man know who you are. Jay Wands know, hey, bitch, call you by your first name. That right there, man, that right there.
You ain't lying.
When Travis, when TL can come up to me and say, hey, bitch, what stick you going to do? I mean, call you by your name. When you know you ain't number from Harvey, Illinois. A little small town, you know. That right there, that means more to me, man. When people really don't know who you are, but then they your car go past. Hey, man, that's that set on kill car. Man, that car flying. Man, that there, man. Sweet. That right there, man. That's something else, man.
You're telling me that speaks volumes, huh, Biz?
Ooh, that speaks volumes, Joe. So that speaks volumes.
I agree, Biz. That is a rush.
Because, I mean, when you came up here, when y'all came up here, hey, that's Mississippi Joe right there. You know, that's the Gangsta Boo. Man, come on, man. You know, when people hold you up, man, like that, man, and it's, you know. But I'm going to tell you, I didn't feel no better. When I whooped butt naked, I didn't even have the win to even brag about it, because to me it wasn't nothing. I didn't whoop nobody.
Yeah, he's a clown, man. That's just my opinion. He's a clown. I mean, for real.
Yeah.
But, you know,
I'm going to be quiet.
Yeah, but they say I'm too tough on Butt Nigga. But I like Butt Nigga as an individual. But
yeah,
sometimes you when you talk about people, it motivates them to do better.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm just not going to be too hard on him because he can't take it.
Yeah. I got on him last night, Joe.
You
did? They told me. Yeah, I got on him good, man. They told me that after I got off the phone, you know, he said he had to take his blood pressure medicine because I got him worked up, you know. But he was right for the picking last night. The man told me to lock in 5 on 20. I said, where they do that at? I ain't got that type of money.
Somewhere where they eat gumbo at, huh?
Yeah, I guess. They sure don't do that well from. I don't do that. Now, it caught me back in 91, you know, when they had those money trees. When they had the money trees, you know. But see, it's going to come to a point where he ain't going to be able to talk to me like that.
Who taught me somewhere, Ben? Who taught him to the king?
Butt Naked, when he told me lock in 5 on 20. See, it's going to come to a point where I'm going to have Type Man right by my side. And when that man starts talking them big numbers, you know, Type Man going to tell me lock it in. And then what he going to do? He going to owe me 5. He going to owe me 5. You know?
Well, I'm going to let you know something, man. Let me tell you right now, before you go any further, Type Man is not cleared yet. So don't do what he tell you to do. He not cleared yet from the rehab. No, they ain't cleared it. So be cautious on doing what you say do.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. All right. Hey, I know one thing. That boy told Type Man to bet five on the side, and he didn't shake him. He didn't shake him. I know that. So you know that was man. We're gonna talk about that trip. We're gonna talk about that trip all winter, man. All winter. We'll talk about
man, I mean, y'all represented so heavy, man. You'd have thought, man, that was like a North invading the South, bro.
Yeah. Did you see how many?
I just got to keep it real, man.
Did you see how many people from Chicago showed up?
Man, did I? And you know, they was the people from Chicago and Detroit were saying, this wasn't nothing. Wait till the next one.
Yeah.
That's what they were telling me. I just think, Biz, that I just think it would have been better if we could have did a 2-day and just fellowship the next day and just, you know. But it was still beautiful. Now, your show next year, I know it's a long way off, but are you planning on doing a two-day or what?
Man, I don't run the track, so I got to talk to the powers that be, but if I had my way, you know, and I believe that they're gonna let me do what I need to do. I won't, just like Baldy's doing. Friday tests, Saturday and Sunday racing. Now, y'all get that boo together, because they got a $100,000 race coming at 41.
And when is this race gonna be there?
I believe in Memorial weekend.
Oh my God! How much entry fee? This the one.
Don't worry about it. I got you. Let's get the guy here.
Oh my God! You think I'm gonna Joe try to get it there, Biz? You think you
know
I can make it happen?
Yeah, just get the car here. Hey, get the car here, and all I'm gonna tell everybody that line up, watch this. Watch these country boys from Mississippi. Watch this. That's all I'm gonna say. Watch this.
You think Mama Cabin gonna give us a race back when we get back up there next year? If the good Lord said the same.
Yes, sir.
You do?
Yes, sir. You gonna give me a chance to get the win back. Now you know you got to do the same thing you did before though.
Yeah, they're giving it back tire.
That's it. That's right.
Yeah. Same race.
Yeah.
Same
I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Hey, same race. You got to put the water under the tires again, too.
Yeah. Well, man, we done wrecked it once. We're going to try to keep that thing off the guardrails and from flipping and all that good stuff. If the good Lord said the same, you know, when we bring it back out.
You know what?
It was good seeing you too, Terry, and making Terry.
Hey, man, thanks for having us down, man. We had fun.
Are you coming back to Fat Tuesday, Terry?
Yeah, my wife just told me about it. She said go ahead and make plans, so we're all going to come down again.
That's good, Terry. I'm going to show you a good time.
Thanks.
Hey, Joe, just so you know, Plumber Kevin comes to Fat Tuesday every year.
He can't make it at Fat Tuesday. If the bull is ready, he cannot be in the same spot. You know, I'm going to ask him like a gentleman. If he don't want to give us our run back, ain't nothing I can do but tell him, you know, you better stay in your place and go ahead on.
Yeah, well, he usually make it every Fat Tuesday. They usually bring three, four cars, so
Hey, Joe, he did tell me if you come back to 41, he did have that same race.
Okay.
All right. Okay, good, Terry. Good. We just want a chance to get back. If he whoop us again, hey, he just whoop us. We just want some get back. So it's going to be on. It's going to be on. So we will be bringing the car to race.
Hey, what is that date for Fat Tuesday, Joe? You know right now?
February,
I know it's the week.
The 10th through the 12th.
Yep, 10, 11, and 12. Okay, February 10, 11, and 12. Okay.
Right, 10th,
okay.
11, 12.
And it's,
y'all normally roll in, what, that Friday?
Usually that Saturday. Because we actually went to that, what was that, what's that little small track up the road?
10?
No, not Ken, that other one. We got the funny name. The city got that funny name.
Oh, Byron.
No.
Is it Byron?
No. It's close to Jackson.
Lena?
Nope. We were supposed to meet there 2 years ago.
What's his name is?
We were supposed to meet there 2 years ago. If
Jackson hold on a minute. This is done right here, Biz. Y'all excuse me for one moment.
Okay. I know Leon know the track. Cause we were supposed to meet there 2 years ago at that track. It was a real 8 mile track. Well, fellas, man, this was a good show. I want to thank Jay Boss for coming on, sharing with us. For Jimbo and Wayne.
Here.
Yeah, I can't think of that little track that we all supposed to meet at like 2 years ago.
Was it
ago.
In the Delta, Biz?
Was it in who?
In the Delta.
In the Delta. No, I wasn't in it. Let me see if Leon's still on.
Biz, I done named all the tracks, man.
No, you didn't name this one. I went there and ate breakfast.
Don't look at me.
Okay, baby.
Don't look at me, Daddy.
Big Will.
Yeah.
Big Will, what's up, baby?
What's going on, man? How you feel?
Bell Zoni, man. That's in the Delta, man. I knew it was in the Delta because I said all those names. Yeah, Ben.
Yeah. Hey, what you do before you get off that show, while you still on?
You on.
Hey, since we gonna have that, we gonna do some racing this weekend. Kimo, where you at, man? I'm ready to take you on in that 8 mile, man. And then he's ducking. That same 3,000.
Are you coming to Florida, Leon?
Hey, man, you know what? I'm working on that with my boss right now, man. You know I want to go. If I don't erase nobody, just say I've been there.
It's nice, boy.
I don't go nowhere without my car. So you know my car coming if I come.
Right.
You know what? Leon, I don't understand this. Kimo was on everybody's show this weekend, but now it's closer to the weekend, he didn't call in to my show or call in to the Chicago show. You know,
well, call him,
you know, the the board done shut down. I can't call out.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he had a whole bunch of excuses, not to race me, and I want to race him. And now here it is, going to be good and nice this weekend. I got one more time out. I'm coming out. Because I want to, I'm getting boys from Indianapolis to break with that back half nose. They just like me. But Kimo, come on. Ain't no need study talking and all that riffraff is done and over with that. Let's put this on the winning table.
Well, he did, but they did say something about he gonna be there with Lil' Pete driving.
I don't care who he driving, but ain't no need putting nobody there where you can have an excuse.
Man, I'm gonna tell you like this: who you care? But who you care about the shoes? You want that money? So
that's
if you
right.
want to put if you want to put Lil Pete, Big Pete, Middle Pete, Jimbo, whoever you want to put in there, if he bet that money, you know,
right,
there
right.
it is.
Just get on up there. I want to run him. I want to stop all that old fat talking and all that old stuff they did. Because I did go come down around him and Tony, but Tony can't come back together. Whatever the excuse is, but Kimo together, he might as well stop playing. I'm gonna stick that Camaro clean up in him. I'm gonna put it in him. Ain't no need he ducking now, cause it's right. Pieces is right in the wintertime up here.
But I
had a good time down there. Three Love had a good time down there. I ain't blowing no time no more. I ain't even leaking no more. So they can change that name. But they can come on now. Hey, Biz, I'm going to keep it real with you. I drained. I called it quits that Sunday when I left out there. But you know what? I came home. I bagged it in the garage. And when I seen that weather and then I heard y'all, I said, you know what? I'm going to leave this on the trailer because all I got to do is hook up and go. It's ready to go.
It's ready to go.
I ain't got to do nothing. Just stick the missiles in there. Hang on. That's what Mickey Thompson told me. Hang on.
That's it.
Kimo, come on. Quit playing now.
Hey. But now, Leon, I do know Lil Tony is going to be in Brazen because he booked his room today. Lil Tony,
you know,
he thought he's going to be in Brazen. I do know that.
You know, I'm working on that. I'm working on that as we speak right now because, you know, I ain't never been down to Florida. I like to go. I don't have no problem going. It's just I got to cover my backbone up here.
Hey, Leon.
So, and you know
Leon.
What?
Leon, I just got a text. They said the yellow thing may be that Saturday. Hey, man, this might be huge this Saturday.
Hey, Biz, you know what? If yellow thing there, we're going to gamble. But you know what? Ain't no need they sending them teddy bear. Come on with the best of the car. They bring both of them. If I don't buy nothing up, I'm going to ride both of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's the plan they do. They always use somebody. Yellow thing, come on, because I want to read that. But keep on to come off after giving something to talk about besides Fat Mouth and talk about what he's going to do and ain't racing nobody.
Yeah.
The other thing, come down there. I'm going to work him over. It's going to be a different game this time.
I believe you, Leon. I believe
you. It's going to be a different game. Before the 2012 go out this Saturday, if they come down there, they in trouble, man.
Yeah.
They is in trouble, and the only way they won't be in trouble, they don't go.
Yeah.
I ain't finna scream, ain't finna argue. Come on, get down. Let me go and scrape your back up, clean your pocket, because that's what I'm coming after.
Well, Leon, everybody, I'm going to be honest, Leon. I mean, I'm going to go on and tell this, but when you made your shakedown, it was a lot of noise at the track. But then when you made your shakedown, it was quiet enough to hear anything that you want to hear. You probably could have heard a rat piss on cotton. You done scared everybody away, Leon.
Hey, look, I ain't going to call nobody name, Joe, but you know what? Hey, I had a person come to me and say, hey, look, don't you move for no money unless you let me know. I ain't calling no name. He said, don't you move without me.
Leon,
and I said, okay.
Don't touch the car, boy. You dead right. That thing getting up out of there. You swinging up out of there, boy. Don't touch it.
Hey, all I did, you know what I did? I put it on charge last night. That's all I did.
Leon, I believe they would have seen that pass. You could have sold that thing for about 60.
I don't know. I've been here too long, Joe. That, hey, that thing's just like Gangsta Boo, man. I remember Gangsta Boo back in the days. So you know how that go.
Was it always a man, Kali, huh?
It was coming on. You know, I used to bracket race a lot. And I did a nice, pretty good, pretty winning with bracket racing. And I just came over to grass racing, you know. But I have my ups and downs, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of stuff I'm learning. And as I'm learning, it's getting faster. And I'm happy. I'm 34-75 still now. That's the killer part. They might not let me get older than light.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm scared to see you if you get any faster. That thing is swinging up out of there, Leon. Did it scare you when that thing left and make it?
No, man. It feels like I was hitting my old lady. I ain't going to even lie. Hey, that's why I said I ain't left like that in a long time. I had to call my taxi man to tell her. I said, man, what we do? Any more we need to do? And when I sent that picture, he said, don't touch it. Just hang on for the rest of the weekend. And that's
well,
all
Leon,
I did.
If anybody see those videos of you swinging up out of there, they're going to back up from you, Leon.
Well, Chemo better stay at home because, you know, I'm at his ass. They don't need
heat.
Come on.
All them names that they call you, all them names that they call you, Leaking Leon, Leon the Lame, and all that shit, they're going to eat that shit, Leon.
Hey, if they come up here on Saturday, they're going to eat it. Ain't no if to it. They're going to eat that. I guarantee you that.
I tell y'all, hey, for all y'all grudge racers out there, fam, I dare anybody on the line anywhere to call him Leaking Leon or Leon the Lane. It ain't going to be number Leon the Lover and Leon the Legend from here on out, 213. Tell him, Leon.
They sure live, so they might well come on and get it. And I'm down here. They know who I want. They know who I want.
Biz, that's you laughing, Biz.
Huh?
Is that Biz laughing?
Yeah, so
yeah,
man,
Biz, Biz ain't going nowhere.
Biz, what you laughing at, man? That's what I want to know.
Hey, man, I can't wait for this weekend, man. They talking
man,
about
you
playing.
You don't think Leon no token that, do you, bro? Is that what you trying to insinuate?
No. Me and Leon mess with the same people.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that must be stunning somebody. Is that you, Stunner?
And somebody back there laughing.
Well, they done got quiet because they see you serious now, Leon.
I think that was Meatball.
Well, I dare somebody get on here and try to lock Leon up now that he dead right.
Yeah,
ain't
yeah.
Nobody going to answer the call, Leon. You done shut the whole grudge show down.
Well, I ain't got to shut the whole grudge show down, Joe. It's just two people that I want because I want to let them. I want them to know that when you have problems, you accept what's going on. But when you're right, come on back to the table. Don't stand back and keep on sending them teddy bears.
But let me make this clear, though. But if a joker get their ass out of line, Leon, what will happen, though?
Hey, I'm going to break them in half and go in their pocket. They get broken in half.
About,
I'm going in their pocket.
Leon,
they're
going up
from.
In your ass with no Vaseline, huh, Leon?
Yo, later. It'll get juicy sooner or later.
Yeah, look out, Leon. Leon,
hey, I like to shoot them pistols anyway, so it's going to loosen up sooner or later.
Hey, Leon.
Ah.
This Meatball, man. You ain't there to talk about Chemo like that, man?
Oh, okay. No, Chemo ain't nobody. Hey, you know what Chemo is? Chemo is what he always is. Get on the phone, crack jokes, talk about everybody. But when it's time to race, he ain't got no driver, or his car ain't doing right, and he always got an excuse. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no excuses now. Be a man. Take this. Like Chemo said, either you're going to win one or you're going to lose one. And that's what I think he's scared to do. He's scared to accept. I'm going to take that 3,500-pound Cabrera and whoop his ass.
Hold on, Leon. You saying that Chemo's sweet? Is that what you saying?
I ain't saying he's sweet, Joe. I'm just saying he's soft. You know, he get on these talk shows and talk all that old riff-raff and all that good stuff. You know, it's all good and dandy. But come on to the table, man. You know how it go. You can't learn that. You can't send your fight unless you get in the ring, right?
Well, Leon.
Yeah.
You said he's soft.
He's soft as a teddy bear. Hey, look. Hey, Joe. I've been knowing Kimo for a long time. When we down there and down south this weekend, last weekend, I ain't never seen Kimo look like he's one of them old crackheads or something. I ain't never seen a guy that big. Sweating. He had no driver.
So, Leon, you telling me that Kimo is soft as cotton and he's ugly as ever?
He looks just like this old dude when he's dirty. This dude is ugly when he's dirty.
When you say a song gone ugly as ever, man, that's pretty tough, man.
Hey, man, he look like a broke-down camel, man. And I'm going to give it to him if he come on down there. He might well come on. I hope he hit me because I want him.
Man, Leon, it's time. I'm so happy for you, man, because they've been dogging you out so bad. Now the shoe is on the other foot. Now you don't put your 778 cubic-inch motor in there and with your five kids and don't nobody want to step to you.
Hey, listen, Joe. If I get a chance, and my boss give me the okay, I really would like to lock in with Tony to meet him down in Brady.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you something.
I want to work him over too.
I'm gonna tell y'all something. For all y'all who do not know, Bradenton is the track of tracks. If you got any power, put it all down in Bradenton. That is a track.
Well, I tell you
super
what.
Super good track.
If it's better than Macon, it's a lot of I'm going to tear up some shit down there. I can tell you that right now. Because Macon was a grizzly bear.
It was, but I'm going to tell you something. There's some good tracks. That's all I can say.
Well, I ain't never been there. I ain't never been nowhere further. That's far as I've ever been to Macon. So if I get the okay, I'm coming.
Well, Leon, you know, I hope man, yours don't fix you no harder because you might tell your rear end out.
Hey, you know what? If I be down long enough, hey, it's going to get fixed. I'm quite sure I know enough people to find some parts to fix it.
Yeah, you do. You do, Leon. Leon, I'm glad you're a monster now so you can keep all the boogeymans away.
But they won't come around. They won't come.
Leon, they only like to pour drowning water on a drowning man. They only like to pour water on a drowning man, Leon. You ain't drowning no more. They see you swimming them laps and backstroking. They don't want no trouble with you now, Leon. You're not drowning.
Yeah.
But, Leon, I got to get to you. The first of the year, you told them, that's all right. I'm a small contractor, but I do big jobs. Ain't that what you told them?
Yeah. And I'm going to stand behind now.
Yeah, you told them that. You told them with the tools you use, you can't lose. You told them that, Leon. That did you.
Hey, Joe, I wanted to whoop that boy so bad Saturday night. When that boy made a pass for this guy, he jumped around how to lock in. I hurry up, locked my money in with him. I hurry up, locked it in. He was sweating when he gave it to me. I said, man, I don't care nothing about what you did.
For all those out there in the grudge game don't know that Leon done passed his ass up. He ain't leaking no more. Hit the with damn one, but.
Oh, boy.
Ain't nobody hitting the one, but, Leon. They know you done passed your ass up, and you ain't leaking no more, and they ain't hitting the one, but, Leon.
Hey, Joe. That sound gone for to get some checks, man. That pastor's finna bring some checks in. Hey, Christmas and Thanksgiving could be real good by Saturday. See, I ain't have but $3,000 when I was down there. But see, I'm back at home with some money now. They don't tell what I said to have in.
Oh, they don't want to see you. Cause I heard the time you step in the city that they call you the stack master. Is that true?
I don't know about all that, man. But all I know,
but
I'm at home now.
Hey, Leon. Hey. Well, Leon, why we lying? Why we can't be good at it since we lying?
Yeah. You got a point there. Yeah.
Let's just go and be good at it. What about that now, Leon?
Yo, you rough, man. You rough on a four man, man. You rough
Leon,
on a four man,
well,
though.
Leon, let me tell you something. From here on out, when me and you got a flow going like that, don't never interrupt it and break it up like that. I always just agree with me, and I'm agree with you. How about that?
Okay. I hear you.
So you done messed up the flow now. I said,
nah,
Leon,
the flow ain't messed.
I said, Leon, they tell me they call you the Stagmaster when you hit the city. Oh, man, I don't know about that. You supposed to be damn right.
Hey, so you're a rough man, man.
Well, Leon, I just live life, man. It's not tomorrow's not promised, so I try to enjoy every day, man.
I know that's back. We ain't guaranteed tomorrow.
Yeah, that's all it is, and I just like to have fun, and I have a sense of humor. I don't take every day serious as I'm about to die. You know, I only get serious when it's needed for me to be serious. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yo, so y'all bringing the boo back then? Cause they was there. I know a few. I was down in the spare room, so y'all be on the new car.
The boo will be back. Fat Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Well, Leon, we ain't looking for you now. We don't want no trouble.
No, I don't want no trouble. I don't want none. I'm gonna stay with the ones I know I can whoop. That's all.
Well, Leon, I just thought maybe you finna draw it up, cause we don't want none of you now.
No, I don't want none of that, man. Hey, my foot ain't that heavy yet, man.
Well, Leon, I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna tell you the truth. Now you turning into a motherfucker overnight, now, Leon. I got to take you your props. What you said,
hey,
man?
Trying.
What's that doing
hey,
all
Joe,
that
you gonna give him too big of a head?
What you said, Terry?
You're gonna give him too big of a head.
Hey, man, hold on. Hey,
right.
That one's going to get bigger, Terry.
Well, Leon, how everybody going to know when you drop that gorilla mode in there? How they going to know? You going to have a different
hood? They ain't going to know. It don't even take all that. It's probably going to keep the same hood scoop on there.
Okay, hold on, y'all.
Terry, you say you open at 11, right?
Yeah, well, I'll open the gates earlier.
Okay.
Well, listen, y'all, I'm getting ready to go hit the gym. I enjoyed y'all, Leon, Terry, Bill. I want to thank y'all, Lady A, with your sweet self. Keep doing your thing, girl. We love you, Lady A, and we're still glad to see you and your little boy. And y'all be beautiful and stay beautiful. And Obama has won the election again. Thank y'all for getting out and vote. And we can do a lot of things when we come together, fellas and ladies. Y'all have a beautiful evening. This is Mississippi Joe, and I'm going to get back at y'all. We out here.
All right, Joe. Hey, I just want to let y'all know, man, that I got to give a shout-out to Mrs. Barnes. Man, I'm telling you, Mrs. Barnes, I don't know if this is not being recorded, so I hope somebody lets you know that we ate good. Now, I'm kind of upset at your husband because we ate good, and I didn't. And you told me you had peach cobbler in the refrigerator, and I didn't get a chance to get the peach cobbler, and he took it home. Y'all got a refrigerator there. Why did he take it home? See, I don't understand that. Knowing that we were coming back the next day, he takes the peach cobbler home. Man, but I'm telling you, huh?
He took it home for himself.
Yeah, but it was so much, I can't believe. He could have just took a plate of it home. And I'm just telling you, the greens was good. The spaghetti was awesome. The ribs, you know when ribs is good when you don't need any sauce. When you can eat ribs without sauce, you know you got some good ribs. Because sauce actually covers bad taste. But man, the chicken was awesome. I mean, it was on point. The food was on point. So, want to take a shout out to Grudge Inc. Man, we had a blast. But this weekend, come on out. It's only $12 for spectators.
$25 if you got a car. Come on out. This is probably the actual final hit. This is probably the actual last time we get a chance to get to the racetrack this year. So, man, come on out and support US 41, my home track. And it's shaping up to be an awesome, awesome event. Detroit will be in the house. Ain't nobody called me out.
Well, would a title belt be there just in case?
You know what? I could bring it. Would a title belt be there? The car not going to be there if ain't nobody called me out. I mean, the car not going to be there. Yeah. So, but I do want to take my hat off to Detroit, man. Detroit, you know, we had a couple issue with Detroit for the last couple of years for us supporting Miley, and they haven't been supporting 41. But scratch that. It's null and void now because Detroit has came over several times this year. We have met in Martin several times this year. Mark Crank, Here Comes the Boom, Brian, Wayne, all of them see that the track hooks. We have no traction issues at 41, no limit raceway. So, with that being said, I do want to take my hat off of Detroit because they have been in the house. They have been in the house, and we have no problem about going up there. So, man, that is awesome, man. Come on out and support this weekend, man, because it's going to be a blast, man. It's going to be a blast. And for all you guys that thought the season was over and put antifreeze in your car, drain the antifreeze, and put water back in your car. So it's going to get dark at 4:30, and by getting dark, the sun is going to be gone, and the track may go away because it's going to get pretty cool. So if you got antifreeze in your car, drain the antifreeze, put the water back in, and go back to Pep Boys or Advance Auto and get some more $7 antifreeze. But in any event, come on out. I'm waiting on a word to see if Debo has fire. If he has fire, he will be at 41 this Saturday. It'll be the first time the car ever been down the track. So it may be blowing the tires off, but you will at least see Set on Kill's next street car. This is our other street car. So come on out, man. We're hoping to have a nice time, food, fun, racing, and fellowship. With that, what's going on, Terry? You got anything to add?
No, gates will probably open about around 10:30, and as long as the action is good, then we'll stay open. You know, as long as the action is good and the track is safe, then we're gonna stay open.
Yeah, we can't ask for no more than that, man. Yeah, Terry, we definitely want to take our hat off. You have been more than willing to listen to the races this year, listen to the complaints, and every time you heard a complaint, you rectified it. Not maybe next year or whatever, you rectified it. 41 is back, stronger than ever, and they have Midwest champion of the world, home track. No Limit Raceway,
hello.
Morocco, Indiana.
Right.
Yeah.
Just give it an old chopstick.
Meatball, we can hear everything you're saying about some chopsticks and stuff.
Hello.
Yeah.
I put the phone down, babe.
Well, I can hear you, though, bro. Well, go ahead.
Sorry, man.
Who do you think from Detroit? Give us a list of people of Detroit that may show up so the fans will know.
Don't know off a hand. I know, Kimo and Lil Tony, man, they unpredictable, man. You know, they could just come down there and try to take over the whole damn track.
You hear like you know, we heard names like the Gold Digger. You know what I mean? That's a one of the best looking C-bodies I've seen out here so far. You know, you got Yellow Thang. You know, they, you know, you can't count out Young Money. You know what I mean?
No, you can't.
Yeah,
I mean,
you can't count out Young Money, man. You know, I heard. Now I'm hearing. I heard that. Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I heard that. That Red Bull that you was talking about earlier. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I heard about that.
They may be showing up there. You know what I mean? So you're gonna have action on action. You know what I mean? You still don't forget you got Buck Motorsports still out there, Lil Will and them.
You think they're coming?
They have, I don't know, but I do know that they have that Cutlass back out here. They do have a Cutlass out here. Hey. Avery is out here with his Cutlass.
Okay, okay. So we're looking at about 7 cars from maybe 5 to 7 cars from Detroit.
I'm believing so, you know what I mean?
And you know what? That's all it takes. It don't take 10 or 20 cars from a city to get some action. Man, 3 to 5 cars is enough to have some good action. Some good action.
And I know 3 Lug is trying to go with probably everybody at the damn track.
Yeah. Hey, as long as he got gas and as long as he win his first couple races, Meg going to keep racing. At the Follider event, the man got 3 races off. So, yeah.
So,
he got.
So
I think
you
got the.
Have the right.
Hey, dear.
Yeah.
Hey, that's all I want to say. For everybody who's coming from Detroit, keep it real. Don't come down there with no horse call apart, because everybody's gonna go get hibernated over the winter. So everybody's doing what they got to do. The Jordan is going to be Mike's style, getting turbos and coach
guys. So
ain't nobody cutting
off
no down there. If you
want to
race,
give
you some Mike.
I think Johnny Quick is the only one coming down here with an all-motor car. I think everybody else got out of this on their car. But you know what? Let me take that back. I think Aaron them got an all-motor car. So, I mean, hey. One thing about it, Leon, they doing the traveling. So by them driving 4 or 5 hours, if they don't want to get to the line, they don't want to take that 4 or 5 hour trip. You know that is what it is.
We also don't forget, Milan is open, but people would rather go to 41.
Oh, wow.
People from Detroit show up.
Wow.
Milan is open this Saturday.
Oh, wow. That's huge.
I guess they said they
one. Okay. Yeah. There it is. Yeah, I'm about to walk in to work and do my little hours and get on home to my family. But I want to thank Roy Jenks for an awesome November 3rd final hit race, Cold Killer. Chris Tootin Productions. Y'all put on a heck of an event. I will see y'all Louisville Baldy's race on the 14th through the 16th because Grudge supports those who support us. And I also, in the near future, Saturday, hopefully, I will see y'all at US 41 No Limit Raceway this Saturday. Gates open between 10:30 and 11 o'clock. So get there, get your parking, get set up so we can get some good old grudge racing. In the meantime, God bless you, and see you next week.
Hey, you going to have a ride now, brother?
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need.
BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 foam MOLLE tubing for optimum results. PRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.przmotorsports.com.